Great day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to Thriving Thursdays on the Own Your Thrive podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Thriving Thursdays. And I am joined by, and I'm not going to say her name because she's going to say her name this episode. Yeah. Who am I with?
Wow. Well, that's a nice introduction. I'm Gabby with One Me. Yeah. Gabby Mamone. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, I love so you. Didn't funny. See that one coming, eh? You didn't see
I didn't. Coming. No, you threw me for a loop. But that's the beauty of this podcast is it's very raw and unscripted, right? Yes, you can't get any more raw than you
were. Very, very, very. I can't even believe how many episodes I've done by now. Oh my God. Like I'm nearing the halfway mark. This is crazy. Wow.
I'm so proud of you.
Halfway to a year. Yeah.
I just love that you're doing this because, you know, you're very well respected.
And, oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, you've got a lot of wisdom to share. And so I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to, you know, quote unquote, pick your brain, but really just share your thoughts and look at it from new perspectives. You know, people look up to you. And so thank you for sharing what you've experienced.
Thank you.
And that leads me into the question, the next question, actually. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're sitting down? You ready?
I'm ready.
This one is all about you. Your name is all over this. So one thing that, yeah. How did you like that preamble?
You brought it up. Well, we talked about that. I don't know, three thriving. Yeah, three times ago. I don't know. Thank you. I love it. Let's go.
So one thing that everyone knows about you is that your heart is filled with gratitude. Mm. Okay. So one thing that I've learned about you from our relationship is, you know, no matter what you go through, we all go through hard times. Let's be honest. But you really tend to look at the benefits or the gratitude and you know, you really just help us take a look at the gratefulness, look at things with grateful eyes. And, you know, I just, you know, first I commend you for that. So thank you for that. Because we do need that in this world. And, you know, I guess the question for you is, tell us about how do you fill your heart and your home with gratitude?
That's a good one. I love that. So, gosh, gratitude is so important. Like if you do not have a gratitude game, get one. Like after this, just stop procrastinating. It is the arrogance that you think you have more time. Start today expressing gratitude. Start in this moment. In fact, just say you're so grateful for this podcast. Just say that. I want everyone to just, whoever's listening right now, just say, I'm so grateful for this podcast because I'm grateful for you listeners because you, yes, I look at my analytics and I see my downloads and I see my subscribers going up. And so, you know, I'm grateful for that because one, it does add fuel to, it adds fuel to keep me going. It validates that what I'm doing is good. Even if it's just one person, there's 7.5 billion people in the world. I'm not trying to catch every 7.5 billion, though God, it would be nice because then I'd have the largest podcast on the planet. But no, I'm not. I'm actually after, I always say it, Julie and I have said this from time. It's the one and done. There's one person today that needs to hear this. So gratitude. Oh my God, fill my heart, fill my day. So first of all, I wake up in the morning. I believe my mantras are a form of gratitude, right? Because they're all positive. They're all setting me up for the kind of day that I want to have. I'm grateful for my eyes popping up in the morning. And I do not believe that's anything I do on my own. God got me up. And my prayer always starts with, I thank you for bringing me onto this day because I know that it means that your plans for me are not done yet, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm always grateful for another opportunity to bring, you know, my boisterous, energetic, you know, intelligent self into a new day to create life for myself and others, right? And so there's that. I do have a gratitude journal, which is by my bed, replace my phone at night. I did that some time ago. And I write five things I'm grateful for that happened that day. So I'm very specific. Like a lot of times, I think, and it's nothing bad. Like, I think we can all go to, you know, I'm grateful for my family, my kids, you know, we kind of stick to the common things, but I'll be honest with you is when you can actually feel the day you had and say, my God, I'm grateful for that person that I stood behind in line because they made me think about a time when blah, blah, blah. I don't know, whatever it is, I'm making it up. But, you know, I'm often grateful for people, for emails that they might've sent me to help me solve a solution, for, you know, somebody I struck up a conversation with in an elevator that made me get a different perspective on life for different reasons. I'm grateful for, you know, friends that are helping me. Like, you know, like I find that now that I've, you know, had the courage to ask for help, help comes, right? Like, you know, people support me throughout my day, you know, and it's crazy. So I'm always grateful for somebody, for some help that they're doing. I have an amazing experience with a world leader that is really unfolding. And every single day in my gratitude journal, I'm just so grateful for this big experience that hasn't even totally, you know, been fulfilled, but it's unfolding every single week, you know? And so grateful for that, grateful for my husband, but not just saying grateful for him specifically, but on that particular day for what he might've done. So anyway, the whole point of it is I'm very specific about what's happened in the course of my day that I'm grateful for. Some people do the gratitudes in the morning. And a lot of times people do it to set the tone of the things that they want to be grateful for to happen during the day. And a lot of times, depending on how close you are and you know, to your heart, you can actually then create that gratitude. You know, and the other thing too, I think is important that I want to just leave is you may not be grateful for the things that are happening in your life. You may find it hard to find the gratitude for some of the things that are going on in my life. There are things that I'm not grateful that have happened, but I found gratitude during it. You know, I'm grateful through it, you know,
You know, and as you're speaking about your gratitude journal, do you ever have repetitive content? Or is it always something different every day when you're logging?
Yeah. So like I said, the every day since October 11th, that one entry about that world leader is the same. I might write it a little bit different, but that's entry number one. There's a lot of times like, you know, my best friend, Julie, like there's just so much, like, you know, she fills my page. My husband fills my pages. My other great tribe friends, like Sipiwe, they fill my pages. So a lot of times my parents fill my pages. So a lot of times, but I also still try to be very specific about what they might've done that specific day, you know, that I'm finding the gratitude in for it.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to get a little juicy with us now. Think about your gratitude journal. What's something in there that maybe you can share with us? Something that you haven't yet said in this discussion that maybe we can get a little bit more insight of who you are and what you're grateful for.
So I didn't have the greatest journey of intimacy. So a little bit of trauma there. And there are times where, you know, when my husband and I are intimate, that I'm grateful for the experience because I'm still growing and I'm still able to find the gratitude in how I felt or made somebody else feel through that. So, you know, a lot of people wouldn't know that, you know, because not like necessarily but I'm grateful for those intimate moments because they feel safe and they feel great. And I know what it's like when it hasn't, you know? And so, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing that with us. Thank you so much. All right. What's one kind of lasting tip that you can share with your listeners? Just a tip on how to be more grateful in life.
Yeah, I think, for me, I feel it's so easy. I would say that if you haven't started, just every day, just pick something and start your day with gratitude, end your day with gratitude. It doesn't have to be five, it doesn't have to be three, but at least say one thing in the morning that you're grateful for. Say one thing in the evening that you're grateful for. And even if you're going through something that's really, really trying, find the gratitude in it. So it might be a very difficult conversation, but be grateful for the fact that you have breath and life to actually have that conversation, you know?
I love that. Well, I am grateful that you have this podcast.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful for our friendship and, you know, really just grateful for this happy life that you're creating for people and your listeners.
For your heart. And I'm grateful that you want to spread kindness around the world because I am a recipient of that and I feel very blessed.
Thank you very much. Well, on that note, our time is up.
And we say, we're out.
Bye-bye. So there you have it. I hope you're thriving.
and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.